أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're now at the third week of the month of Muharram or thereabouts, and the love and fervor and desire to be in those gatherings in which Imam Hussein is remembered, in which his supreme sacrifice is recounted, obviously has been growing within the hearts of the believers, and this will continue. And this is not a coincidence that the believers, and even those who do not follow Islam around the world, when they hear of the message of Imam Hussein, they stop and listen and want to understand a little bit more about who this great personality was. It's not a coincidence that people have an attraction to Imam Hussein. It's not a coincidence that when people form movements and revolutions, that they tend to take inspiration from Imam Hussein and his companions and those who sacrificed everything on the day of Ashura for the cause of Islam and for the religion of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. I say it's not a coincidence because we have a tradition, a saying which we want to reflect upon today that comes to us directly from the noble messenger, the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he reminds us that this love for Hussein is something deep down in the heart of each and every single believing man or woman. And the Prophet says the following in this very brief tradition. He states, "Surely there exists in the hearts of the believers, with respect to the martyrdom of Hussein, a heat that never subsides." In this tradition, the Prophet clearly shows us that in the heart of the believer, those who are truly devoted and committed to Hussein and the family of Hussein and the legacy of Hussein, there is a burning heat, a passion, something that can never subside. It's not a temporary love that we have for Hussein. It's not an emotional attachment that we have for Hussein. It's not any of these things, but rather it is a deep-seated love, an affinity for him as a human being, as an individual, as the leader of the Prophet, as the successor, the third successor to the Prophet. It is the way that he stood for justice, for freedom in the true sense of the word, of equality. It is his stand that he took against corrupt government of his time, of the corruption he saw within the society, within the social status, within the economic, political arena that made him stand. And obviously it was the corruption within the leadership of the religious authority or the so-called religious authority that made him stand against the corruption he was seeing. For him to, as the traditions tell us and as the visitation rites tell us, to help remove individuals, the servants of God, from the clutches of ignorance and of following other than Islam and bringing them towards a level of submission to Allah. And so therefore, as the Messenger of God tells us that this is a love, this is a passion, a heat, a fire, which will never be cooled in the heart of the true believer. No matter where the believer is, what time that they live in, what era that they're in, no matter what sort of environment they're surrounded with, this love and passion and yearning for Hussein will remain in their hearts. And not only a passive love or a burning, but rather it will be active within their homes and then in their minds and in their hearts and within their centers and within their society, that they will try to do their best to follow in the footsteps of Hussein, to work to implement justice and freedom and equality as has been defined and envisioned by Islam and the teachings of the Prophet and his noble family. And as we continue in this month of Muharram, a month of tragedy and sorrow and grief, we ask God to be able to give us the opportunity to learn from the lessons of Hussein and to follow in his footsteps until we can pave the ground for the return of our 12th and awaited Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May God hasten his advent and his return. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.